reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We talked last week about the holy ambition that the Lord wants in us, that he does not want to stifle. It happened in that gospel scene when the mother of James and John went up to Jesus and begged that her two sons have the choice of seats at his right and his left when he came into his kingdom. And Jesus said, "Can you drink of the chalice that I'm about to drink?" And they said, "Yes, we can." And he went on to say that it wasn't his to give those seats, but anyone who wishes to be great must become the servant of the rest, just like Jesus gave his life as a ransom for the many. Today, Jesus talks in another way about the same holy ambition. Whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And oftentimes when we hear those words, commandment, the word commandments, we begin to think about all that we don't appreciate, this yoke that's been put on us. First, the Ten Commandments, and then, as you get to know your faith a little bit better, all 613 commandments in the Old Covenant, all the various moral exhortations in the New, and we can become overwhelmed. "I don't even know all 613, we can whisper to ourselves. How can I possibly be perfect in making sure that I don't even fail to keep a small little part of one of the letters in those commandments?" But it's helpful for us, first, to recognize that all of the Lord's commandments are summarized in his twofold commandment of loving God with all we are and loving our neighbor as Christ has loved us. It's very simple in terms of that. We like to say sometimes that we can love others apart from the Lord's commandments. We really can't. It's the commandments that teach us what true love is that overcomes our sentiments or the ways we'd like it. It allows us to give them their true good rather than just feelings. But there's a second point which is key. Jesus links two things about greatness. The greatest are those who obey and teach these commandments to others, and the greatest are those who are servants of the rest. That the real service that the Lord is asking of us, this holy ambition he's placed before us, not just during Lent but in life, is to serve others. And the greatest service is this witness of a total love for God and a total love for others shown in deeds. That's what the Lord is asking of us. That's why our prayer and our fasting are meant to culminate in an almsgiving that doesn't just give stuff, but imitates Jesus in the Eucharist, giving of our body, giving of our blood, giving of all that we are, out of love for God, for those made in his image and likeness, our brothers and sisters. This is the way to true greatness. And Jesus wants us to be truly great. He wants us to have this holy ambition. Sometimes we can think that humility means that we shouldn't seek to be great. We'll just be average. We'll just fit on in. No, the Lord created us to become a saint. And no saint is a loser. They may not be well known here in this world, but in heaven, they are superstars. And the Lord calls us to be a saint, to be heroic in virtue, not necessarily by doing great things that grab the attention of the world, but by doing little things with great love. In order to inspire us to do this, there's another part of that first reading in the gospel, which is key. Moses says, take care and be earnestly on your guard, not to forget these things which your own eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children. He was referring not merely to the commandments. He was referring to all God's unbelievable miracles in freeing them from Pharaoh, in feeding them for 40 years in the desert, first with manna, then with quails, then with water from a rock. So many other theophanies that occurred there. That the more we remember and pass on these wonders that the Lord has done for us, the easier it is for us to pass on a contagious love for God and a contagious love for others. It's important for us during Lent to start to think about those times in our lives where when the Lord has done something tremendous for us. Those times where we knew his presence. When we asked for a prayer and a jam and he responded immediately. When we were suffering in our faith and asked for clarity and then all of a sudden a burst of light came. When we were suffering, we asked the Lord for grace to be able to understand why, and he gave it to us. Heck, when miracles were done to people that we know who couldn't walk and now walk just fine. These are the things that the Lord wants us to remember and pass on, because they are the things that inspire us to continue to believe that the same Lord who has done all of these things for us has, out of unbelievable love, given us his commandments so that we might walk in the way of love and be able to guide those we care about along that same path home. So today, as we come forward to celebrate the Mass, we recall that right after the words of consecration, when the Lord Jesus comes down, we have that part of the Mass called the anamnesis. We translate it the memorial acclamation, but that word anamnesis literally means unforgetting. When we reflect on all Christ has done in his passion, in his death, and in his resurrection to save us, that's what we remember here, as he gives us the same body and blood he gave for us on the cross to make eternal salvation possible. And this is what he wants us to remember as we bring these deeds out to others and pass them on not only to our children and to our children's children, but to others, never letting them slip from our memory as long as we live.